So on Women's Day, Dumi Soul posted a 20-second video on Twitter of a schoolgirl being hit and kicked in the head and neck. He posted that with the popular hashtag Country Duty. The video went viral, catching the attention of the media, education departments, and the police. The video garnered about 1,500 retweets, about 600 likes, but most importantly, it got the police and the education department into action. We're now joined by Dumi Soul, who of course tweeted that. He is the corporate law attorney and, of course, Country Duty activist. Dumi, thank you so much for your time. Did you know this tweet would have such an impact and get the authorities to act?
Hi, Clement. I'd like to say hi to the listeners as well. I didn't, to be honest with you. And the real reason was, it's you know, people have been tagging me on that tweet and asking me to share it. There were two considerations for me. I mean, this incident involved minors. And when people kept on tagging, because someone else had posted the tweet earlier on during the day, before I picked it up, I had to then weigh in between, you know, getting authorities to act and potentially infringing on the minors' rights. But, you know, I then had to make a value judgment, and I decided to share it with a view of, firstly, informing the authorities. I didn't even know subsequently the events that I'm sure we'll talk about just now. But the view really was to ensure that authorities or something is done about this. And I'm glad that something positive came out of it.
And I suppose this also speaks to the power of social media, hey?
Indeed. You know, initially, I think social media activism was seen as something not as powerful. I mean, Twitter was either used by some people as, you know, where you drag people and play games or mock a few people. But I think that is changing, be it in South Africa or all over. But it's playing a positive role in my view.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Dumi Soul, for your time. Well, listening to that is social media expert Jodine Shea. Thank you so much, Jodine, for your time. I mean, so social media can not only be a negative platform, but it can also be a positive. There can be positive aspects of it.
Absolutely. And it's so refreshing to see that we do have the ability to stand together and to use the platform for good in order to create the kind of awareness and to help each other and to protect each other. So I'm really so excited to see that something positive has come out of it, especially the way that we see social media happen, and we all talk amongst ourselves and we say that it's usually so negative. It's not always negative, and this is a good opportunity for us to reframe how we use social media as an individual.
And essentially there's power in hashtags, hey, whether negative or positive.
Absolutely. I've been a fan of the hashtags for so long. And as long as we create one and the person who or the people who are driving the hashtag, as long as they maintain the pure intention of the hashtag, it doesn't matter what the community around does. But this is what is so strong about this hashtag in particular, is that it is really enforced by someone who truly believes in the power of the hashtag. And that's why it's working the way it's working.
Lovely social media expert Jodine Shea, thank you so much for your time.
Such a pleasure.